You mentioned that biologics are starting to be looked at. Can you talk a little bit about what specific agents are being looked at in this situation, what's been seen?
The two that have been examined most closely are cetuximab and also bevacizumab. There are data from Chris Willett from Duke University combining bevacizumab with CAPOX. We don't have any long-term results at the moment. We have relatively few patients. The cetuximab data combining chemotherapy, usually with a 5-FU-based regimen with radiation, has been published by four separate groups. Sloan Kettering published and a few other trials as well. And the overall pathologic complete response rates in three of the four studies have been less than 12%. Which is a little lower than we would have expected with a newer agent. The one other recent study from Heidelberg shows a 25% PathCR rate. So I think it's safe to say that they're being investigated. They're small studies, small numbers of patients, and it's yet to be determined whether they truly do have an impact on PathCR rates.
Can you talk a little bit, and actually Chris Willett was a guest on this series and talked some about the work that he's done, but what your impression was about that research? A lot of people refer to it in terms of trying to help us understand how bevacizumab or Avastin actually works. What was your take on that?
I was very impressed with his trial. Although there were a small number of patients, only six that were reported in Nature Medicine, it did really show for the first time that bevacizumab is a single agent in rectal cancer at least 12 days after a patient received it, that it did have some effect on the tumor in terms of decreasing blood flow and blood volume. Very innovative study, but keeping in mind is that we really don't have any long-term information at this time. In contrast to the cytotoxic agents, which clearly increase response rates, we really don't know if these new targeted therapies will.